On one of our visits to Daytona Beach, I was eager to show my daughter some of my early haunts. We sauntered down the long street from the church to the riverfront. This had been the path of the procession to the baptismal ceremony in the Halifax River, which I had often described to them. We stopped here and there as I noted the changes that had taken place since that far-off time. At length, we passed the playground of one of the white public schools. As soon as Olive and Anne saw the swings, they jumped for joy. "Look, Daddy, let's go over and swing." This was the inescapable moment of truth that every black parent in America must face sooner or later. What do you say to your child at the crucial moment of primary encounter? "You can't go on those swings." "Why?" When we get home and have some cold lemonade, I will tell you. When we were home again and had our lemonade, Anne pressed for the answer. "We are home now, Daddy. Tell us." I said it is against the law for us to use those swings, even though it is a public school. At present, only white children can play there, but it takes the state legislature, the courts, the sheriffs and the policemen, the white churches, the mayors, the banks and the businesses, and the majority of white people in the state of Florida. It takes all these to keep two little black girls from swinging on those swings. That is how important you are. Never forget the estimate of your own importance and self-worth by how many weapons and how much power people are willing to use to control you, to keep you in the place they have assigned you. You are two very important little girls. Your presence can threaten the entire state of Florida.